Kim Koppelman, the North Dakota Speaker of the House, is here for a legislative session update. We're at crunch time, big time right now. Kim, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. I'm going to start with the 1323. It's already passed in the House. It's over in the Senate, but I did see you at the event on Thursday at the Heritage Center. First of all, were you amazed that that amount of people care about one piece of legislation in the legislature that, in my mind, while important, and we're going to spend some time talking about it today and have a virtual rally on the show about it, it is, in the grand scheme of things, just one piece of legislation, but really tells you where the sentiment is right now related to COVID restrictions. Did that surprise you at all?
You know, it did in a way, Scott, but it was good to see it another way for a few reasons. I think it was sort of a culmination of things. On one hand, as you point out, they're concerned about that particular bill. On the other hand, people that have been unable to gather in groups of folks with like minds, I think, saw this as an opportunity to do that. And thirdly, I think the opportunity to get together and tell big government to stop and not cross that threshold into our personal business is really a hot issue with a lot of people, whether it relates to this bill's specifics or not.
Yeah, exactly right. Good points on all fronts. Specific to 1323, I see this less about masks and whether you believe they're effective or not, because that's sort of like, do I love the UND hockey team or do I love the NDSU Bison football team more, right? I mean, you're just never going to convince somebody that one is more important than the other or, to get a shot or not get a shot, any of those things, conservative, liberal, whatever. I see more about freedom and, as you say, government deciding. I mean, look, I know that you and, a lot of your Republican colleagues, not all, but most of them, Judy Lee, we don't necessarily put in this category from West Fargo, but we know Kim Koppelman, Wes Koppelman, Kim Koppelman and Ben Koppelman and Dave Clemens and a good chunk of folks from West Fargo, Republicans, go every day with the idea in the legislature that, the people is where the power belongs, not government. And to me, the 1323 is really about who should decide what's best for your health. And I will always believe it's the individual ahead of government. That's really what that piece of legislation over in the Senate that will be voted on tomorrow is about, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think so. And, the question is, how much should government control our individual lives? It's fine for us to have a CDC and to have health alerts and warnings and advice. And as you point out, we can debate where people stand on given issues and so on. But the question is, how much should government control your individual lives? And I think whether it's an issue of wearing a mask or not, and by the way, if I see a sign in a business that says wear your mask, I do it just because that's a private business. It's independently owned. And I have, if I'm going to go there and shop, I respect their rules and so on. By the same token, nobody should be telling any of us in our own home or our own business what those rules ought to be. And there's a point where government goes too far. And it's a question of where does that end?
Exactly right. So I understand there's been some amendments proposed over in the Senate. Some of those didn't get, I would say, a due and proper hearing in the committee. I don't know exactly why, but can you help me on process in the Senate if somebody still has an amendment to like 1323? For instance, the cities and the counties are very much against this. And the cities and the counties are against this because that's what cities and counties do. They don't want restrictions on what they can and can't do. I get that if I'm a city or a county. Although I'd love for those cities and counties to recognize, sometimes it's better just to let people decide and to have this off. So there is one particular change that would say it's just the state that would be banned from a mask mandate. We'll take the cities and counties and therefore a lot of opposition out of it. And also clarifying that businesses are not included, which I think was the intention of the legislation, but some say it's not real clear in there. Is it possible for those amendments to be voted on separately before the actual bill is voted on in the Senate, Kim?
Well, it is. And let me interface here first and say that I'm not an expert on that particular bill. I voted for it in the House. I've read it, but I'm not a sponsor of it. I haven't been in on the hearing, so I don't know necessarily all the ins and outs. But yes, the Senate process is a little bit different than the House in several ways. And one way is that the Senate has the ability under their rules to amend the bill from the floor. The House can't do that. I mean, a bill can be sent back to a committee to be amended and brought back to the floor. There are some other, maneuvers that can occur in the House side. But in the Senate, a member of the Senate can actually bring an amendment to the floor while the bill is being debated and have that amendment voted on at that time. And that does happen from time to time.
So one of our messages to anybody concerned about this, you know, amend it, if you will, but basically recognize we've had enough of mandates. We've had enough of COVID overreach. It really got stupid fast. And I think this is a good vehicle to sort of to release a lot of that frustration. You know, most of the COVID response is over. Lord willing, it won't come back. Maybe in our lifetime, we won't even see another mask mandate. So some could say, well, this is a one-off and it's addressing something that's already happened. And, you know, Jim Rohrs told us that last week. This has already happened. In my mind, yeah, you know what? I do think people want a chance to be able to say, well, I don't want it to happen again. So whether it will or will or not, you know, I mean, sometimes you just need a release valve for a lot of frustration piece of legislation. This would do it, wouldn't it, Kim?
Sure. No, I think that's right. And, you know, there are other issues, Scott. You know, one thing that I'm looking at as a sort of an overview issue from this session, I'm very pleased with some of the bills that have been passed around this issue. For example, some that say businesses can't be sued. If a customer or an employee or someone who enters a business decides, hey, you know, I think your place of business is where I caught COVID, so I'm going to sue you for allowing me to be exposed to that, you know, as if the business could have any way to prevent it with a virus. And so things like that we've done in the legislature that I think are good measures. However, we haven't protected the individual. For example, we haven't, there was a bill that would have said that if you are an employee of a business, unless there are some extraordinary circumstances with the type of work you do or whatever, that a business cannot, for example, fire you or discipline you for not getting a vaccine or whatever. And, you know, so as we go forward, there are issues like that I think we have to deal with as well. And so far, the legislature has protected businesses from litigation, but not necessarily protected the individual in the way I'd like to see.
Anything else you want to tell us? A couple minutes left here. I know that you've been, obviously, from the speaker's perch, seen quite a lot this session, but anything else that is on your radar in the final hours here?
Yeah, there are several good news. It's kind of a good news, bad news scenario all the time in the legislature. There are several bills that passed in the Senate, actually on Friday, bills that I sponsor that I'm personally proud of, but I think also as a legislature we should be proud of. One stops home equity theft from happening, which I can get into detail on any of these, but I know our time is limited. Another one protects free speech on college campuses. That actually overcame a do not pass recommendation from the committee in the Senate, but they flipped it on the floor and it passed. Another one that has to do with minor identity confidentiality and insurance coverage for parents of minor drivers. That's a longer explanation. They passed a federalism resolution. They passed another bill to stop unconstitutional taxation of church property. Those are all things of, you know, House initiatives that went to the Senate and actually were passed on Friday. So those are good things. I have a few others coming up that we can discuss some other time, but we're also entering the time in the legislative session where we are going into conference committees, and that involves bills that are amended either on one side or the other, and the one side might not agree with the other's amendment, and you form a conference committee and struggle with those differences. So that's the news to come in the legislature.
Well, look forward to catching up in the final days of the North Dakota legislature. Kim, thanks for the update. Kim Koppelman, Speaker of the House in West Fargo, on What's on Your Mind.